Joining us this morning is one of the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate here in South Dakota. Larry Roden is in our studios this morning. Larry, it's nice to have you back. How you doing?
Great to be here.
Let's, as always, one of the things I really like to ask candidates is, I know you're out there and you're on the campaign trail and you're talking to a lot of people. What are you hearing from folks as you're out there?
Well, you know, it's been pretty encouraging because I think there's a pretty strong desire to have our next senator representing South Dakota, somebody that will really represent their values, and people want to be confident that the next senator will be somebody who will go to Washington with the agenda of getting some things done, because I think that we've seen demonstrated in recent years that Washington is dysfunctional, and it's going to take the right kind of people with the right kind of a skill set and qualities to really make a difference.
And as we talk about that, what things then do you think separate you from the rest of the Republicans who are running?
Yeah, well, you know, I've said at all my stump speeches that as I've contemplated what our next senator should look like, I think the four qualities in order of importance, and the people that have heard me are sick of hearing it, but I'll say it again because I believe it very sincerely. First and above all else, integrity. Second, conservative values. I believe conservative values are the values that this country is founded upon, regardless of how you label them. Third, backbone, and fourth, the leadership skills to carry an agenda forward, because none of them mean much by themselves. But together, I think they represent a package of a person that can go to Washington and effectively work toward changing the way Washington operates.
Let's talk about conservative values, because obviously you're well aware that's been talked about a lot in this campaign, and a lot of different candidates that are saying that they're the one who is, you know, if conservatives are looking for that person, that they're the one. Specifically when it comes to conservatism, how do you convince people that you're the conservative choice?
Well, you know, I think we've focused too much and other people on trying, you know, some kind of litmus test. For me, the conservative values, that was the way I was raised. That was what I think is demonstrated in our life on the ranch. To describe what I believe the conservative values consist of, I believe, especially in South Dakota, you know, the sense of personal responsibility, the awareness of great rights and liberties and freedoms this country has, but the keen understanding that the counterbalance to that is personal responsibility. And I think that embodies what conservatism means. I also think that, it goes to the very core, the fact that our nation was the only country on the planet that was founded with the bedrock principle that our rights are given to us by God, not by government. Because if government doesn't give us our rights, it can't take them away. And, I've kind of made that the flagship of my tenure in the legislature, is protecting those God-given constitutional rights.
Larry Roden is here from Union Center. He's a Republican running for U.S. Senate. It is 12 minutes past 8, cloudy and 37. Let's talk about today's edition of the newspaper. Is there some there's a story and some criticism of you that because questioning your background because you're a former Democrat. I'm a former Democrat too, so maybe I'm a little bit sympathetic to that complaint. What's your take and your response to that?
Well, there's certain candidates in this race that are trying to make political hay out of everything that they can, in misrepresenting facts. Even in the article, he said that I was a liberal Democrat. That's just flat false. And I'd heard you made mention earlier about people change their beliefs. Well, I don't even think that's the case for me. I have been a lifelong conservative. I always say I was Democrat by birth and Republican by choice. My parents were children of the Depression, and I always called them Roosevelt Democrats because they felt a strong allegiance during the Depression. You know, my father's family worked with the CCCs, and my mother's family worked with the WPA projects from Roosevelt, and it gave them the ability to put food on the table. And I don't You know, I think that they, you know, they stayed Democrat for a lot of years. I always say that my parents were, I guarantee they were more fiscally and socially conservative than 95% of the Republicans in peer right now. And so that was the way I was raised. The party affiliation didn't really matter to me. I've, like I said, been a lifelong conservative. I didn't even know until it was brought up. Couldn't remember when I'd switched registration because I have always supported the conservative candidates. You know, so the party affiliation meant very little to me.
Larry Roden of Union Center is here again. He's a Republican running for a U.S. Senate in South Dakota, 14 minutes past eight. You created let me put it differently. You got some nice attention last week with that new television ad that you came out with.
Yeah.
Which was pretty clever.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought it was clever, but I also thought it was, you know, went right down the alley of my message because I believe that the Obama administration has violated our constitutional rights and violated just conservative principles from day one. And if we're going to change Washington, you know, I think there needs to be some fundamental reform. But I've said that. I will, if I'm the next U.S. Senate, I will work hard to make the next 2 years the most miserable 2 years of Obama's political career.
What do you do with Obamacare? You know, there's even over the weekend, there was a lot of talk about in the House now, the U.S. House of Representatives. Do we repeal Obamacare, continue to try to repeal? Do we just try to fix it? What's your approach to Obamacare? Because obviously that continues to be a big concern for a lot of people.
Sure. Well, you know, I think it needs to be repealed. The replace, you know, there are substitutes, free market substitutes for Obamacare. It's tough to wrap your arms around as a conservative because Obamacare was a huge overreach and an overstep of government. It consumes 20% of our budget. Well, it's easy to say repeal and replace, but if, as a conservative, what do you replace it with other than free market ideas like allowing competition across state lines, which, by the way, Mike Rounds was critical of. And, you know, I'm not being critical of Mike Rounds. That was just a matter of fact. He stated that in the press. But allowing competition, allowing health savings plans, tort reform, you know, a lot of ideas that have been talked about in the past, but we need to put, you know, we need to put some rubber to the road as far as, you know, those type of concepts that don't represent big government takeover, but just real sound ideas, common sense ideas to replace Obamacare.
I know one of the other things that you mentioned that I've heard you mention repeatedly is concern about the EPA. In fact, I think in the South Dakota newspaper debate, you said you'd shut them down.
Yep.
Obviously, with your experience in agriculture, tell us why you feel that way.
Well, you know, I think the EPA is just another symptom of the problem of the Obama administration. But I think it's very exemplified, especially in an ag state like South Dakota, where an agency like the EPA has been allowed to legislate via regulation. And I have stated that if I had my way, we would abolish the agency. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think it would be at least, at the bare minimum, it would be pretty hard to say that they shouldn't be brought under congressional oversight. And that legislation could be pretty straightforward and pretty defendable to state that in legislation that if they pass regulation that has a certain threshold of fiscal impact on the citizens of the nation, that it has to go first before Congress for approval before it's enacted.
For as we wind up here, for people who are making a decision looking at the candidates, why should they give Larry Roden a hard look?
Well, you know, we talked about the qualities before. I've served 14 years in the legislature. After 4 years in the legislature, I was elected majority leader twice by 52 very conservative Republican members of the House. Was successful in moving a number of issues forward. Issues that we're talking about, dealing with constitutional rights and protections, lowering taxes. I've demonstrated that I have the ability to bring sides together and communicate. And if you talk to the people that I've served with, I think they'll tell you that I am a man of integrity, that I say what I mean and I mean what I say. And I think that I have the qualities to make a difference for South Dakota. I think it'd be an absolute shame if the next senator from South Dakota didn't represent the values that are just embedded in the fiber of South Dakotans.
It's critically important to a lot. I mean, speaking as a Republican myself, that those issues of integrity, trust, it's absolutely key for me as I'm making a decision who I'm going to vote for.
Absolutely.
For people who want more information about you, Larry, what can they do?
You know, our website is very simple. It's LarryRoden.com, www.LarryRoden.com. You can see the new commercial that we've been talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. I got a big kick out of it. Larry Roden of Union Center, thanks for dropping by. It's good to...